song for the broken hearted.
Hello and welcome to the Carolyn and Joe Show. It's with Joe.
Hey, that's me.
And James this week.
Thank you for having me back.
Man, James, you're always back, dude.
Back.
We're back.
Back and more powerful than ever.
In an undisclosed location.
The owner.
And we're eating nachos.
Yes. I love nachos.
I love nachos too. These are special. They have blue chips.
So while we take a dip of these nachos, Carolyn, give us some news again.
The news is, it's actually Joe's birthday tomorrow.
Woohoo!
Celebration.
And you know what? And I guarantee what? You that no one that's not in this room is going to say, wait, on Facebook, there's probably going to be like 3 people that wish me happy birthday.
I think there'll be more.
No way, man.
No, mm-hmm. There'll be more because your birthday, it's going to be advertised.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's on the side, on the right hand, or on the left. Yeah, the right hand side, it says, today's Joe's birthday.
Yeah, but how many times do you actually go and, like, you're like, oh, I should go say hi to, say happy birthday to this one person on Facebook?
I don't, but that's just me.
Well, I don't, like, to be honest with you, I don't even check the birthdays area, but if I, like, happen to, I will usually say happy birthday to somebody.
I don't really.
But I don't check that. I don't even check it.
The main thing is, though, if I do say happy birthday to somebody off of Facebook, I don't want to put it on their wall, because then they're just trying to show off, man.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. You know what sucks? I think only like 2 people said happy birthday to me, and one of them was my mom.
Wait, I said happy birthday to you.
Your mom said happy birthday to you on Facebook?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't say on Facebook. Wait. I sent you a text.
Let me go back and check.
All right, let's go back and check.
I'm going in the time machine.
You gotta go back far, then.
I'm gonna have to unhook it.
Oh, go ahead.
I don't think it matters.
You're gonna have to go super far, then.
Wait, how do you do it? I don't even know how to do that.
Just go to your archives.
I'm not that computer savvy.
Tech savvy. Yeah, so my birthday's tomorrow.
Yes.
Or it's on November 18th.
So everybody wish Joe happy birthday.
Joe, happy birthday.
Thanks, man.
And then on November 21st, the Saturday, we have the Holiday Heist Show.
I have a show on my birthday week?
Yeah.
That's even better.
You can join us at the Sondry in Vienna, Virginia.
And that's really easy to get to. That's off of 123, off of, right?
What is that?
The 21st.
No, what is it?
The Sondry?
Yeah.
It's
what is the Sondry?
It's like a venue that used to be a car repair shop, I think. But now they have like a lot of art stuff, and you can take classes, and they have shows and gallery space, and they also have a place where you can get really good bagels.
Yeah, so that's this weekend. Is that Saturday? That's a Saturday.
It's a Saturday.
Cool.
And then on December 5th, we have Handmade Mart.
And James is going to be there.
Are you going to that one?
Wait, what day is it?
December 5th?
Sorry, I was looking at
Facebook. December 5th. Saturday, December 5th. Are you working that day?
I don't even know.
Well, James could possibly be there. We'll let you know. James could possibly be there.
If I can make it, I'll be there.
And it's Silver Spring, Maryland.
Oh, man. That's an outdoor one, too, man.
That's an outdoor one where we're going to be under a tent, and we're going to be selling all of our stuff. Come buy our comics, and come say hi, and say that you found us on the Carolyn and Joe Show.
So, James, how many are you able to search that to your archives on your wall?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
How many people said happy birthday to you, man?
I'm looking. Hold on.
Man, you have to go by far. Isn't your birthday like in
July 30,
summer?
Man?
July.
July. What? How many? Were you laughing at how many people?
I'm laughing at all the munching. Hold on.
Munch.
How do I do that now? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can
all
hear
right.
you.
I'm kind of far from the mic.
We should give you like a headset mic.
Give me like a Britney Spears mic.
Yeah, I'll give you a Britney Spears mic.
Yeah. With a little.
You can have a headset like Vince from the Slap Chop.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Did he die? Is he still around?
No.
Is he in jail?
He had some incident with a prostitute back in February.
Yeah, is he in jail now?
I don't know. I haven't looked it up.
Billy Mays here. Here, I'll pump up your level. Here. Right. There you go.
You can hear me?
Actually, yeah. That would be a good...
We can hear you, but...
No, right. That would be a really good...
You don't have to put it back. All right, I'll just put your level up.
You know what would be a really good wrestling gimmick? is to be like a salesman like that.
No, DDP did that, didn't he?
Yeah, DDP was that. He did the hi, it's me.
DDP.
They did the smile.
That is pretty cool.
You just have to keep on going to past posts.
Right, I look at wall. I'm on my wall, right?
Yeah.
I click on older posts on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I think I found it. All right. Well, this is going to... Damn.
It's going to take forever,
You're going to have to go back like 6 months.
Jesus, I'm going to have to keep clicking older posts?
Yeah, just keep doing it. Just keep talking.
Damn it.
We have to get to the bottom of how many people wished you happy birthday.
All right.
But,
Apple pie. Apple pie. Indians try bad, brother.
Yeah, I keep on putting those links. All
right.
So you only think that three people will say happy birthday to you, Joe? Is that what you said?
Well, Joe,
either that or nobody.
You have more friends than I do on Facebook, so...
I disagree.
Yeah, doesn't that make that even more embarrassing? That only three people would say happy birthday to me?
I disagree. You're going to get more than three.
No.
I think you're even going to get more than ten.
No.
I think you're going to get more than ten.
So,
you want to know why I think that?
No, you want to know why I know people aren't going to say happy birthday
to
me? Because I was in a group, you know... People, like a couple weeks ago, I was in a group of people I thought that knew me or that I thought were my friends, right? And I sneezed and no one said bless you. And then someone else sneezed and everyone said bless you.
When was that?
It was
on your birthday?
No, it was not on my birthday. Yeah. My birthday's not yet, man.
Oh, it was recently?
That's how I know.
Happy
birthday.
You know what? I think that more than 10 people are going to say happy birthday because people just want to be like associated and then they're just going to be like fake like that to be like, oh, happy birthday, just so they can like piss on your wall.
And that's also one thing that I probably don't look forward to doing, hearing either people who aren't genuine about it. They might as well just text me. Like, you know, James, you know Brian.
Yeah, I know Brian. I like him.
Yeah, Brian's awesome. He, you know, nothing against him, but he's missed wishing me happy birthday several times. I don't want to. I don't want to paint him in a bad light. But he missed it because one, he did it 1 month early, and then he did it 1 month late, and then he did it 2 weeks late. He was like, "Dude, when is your birthday?" I was like, "It's November 18th." He's like, "Why do I keep freaking missing that? I keep on wishing you happy birthday on the wrong days." He wants to know. He wants to know when my birthday is. I tell him.
So he's made effort to.
Yeah.
He just didn't know the exact day.
But see, that's how I know it's genuine, because he's still going for it.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what?
But you know what? I still think that I think more than three people are going to say happy birthday to you, because when I mean piss on people's walls, sometimes I feel like people on Facebook just like will write something just to be like, sneak their head in, like in your life to be like, oh, hey, here I am. You know, it's not even really about you. It's just like, oh, hey.
Yeah, there's a couple people on here that I'm friends with just because they clicked on me. I guess some people are like, oh, I need to let everybody from high school know what I'm doing now.
Yeah.
So a couple of those people wish me happy birthday.
Really?
I haven't talked to them since, you know, in 9 years or whatever.
Yeah, but then you never hear about them.
You know what? I take that back, though. I have a lot of happy birthdays on here.
Yeah, man. What the hell, man? You're popular.
Joe, you're going to get more than 10 people. More than 3 people.
I don't want to take the time to go back to last year's November 18th.
I don't think it's worth it.
You want me to do it? I can do it for you.
Okay, if you have enough time.
It would really take a long time.
But you know what?
It would take an hour.
But after you do that, I definitely want to hear your story about a couple weeks ago at Halloween. Yeah, I heard rumors about it.
It's not really a story to tell. It's just kind of like a...
Observation?
What the hell,
observation?
Man.
Yeah, I want to hear your observation.
That's what all your stories are, is the what the hell. All
right, well... Let's put it this way. I forgot for a little while why I hated living in Richmond so much.
But
that experience on Halloween night at Busch Gardens, or not Busch Gardens, but King's Dominion, you know, that.
All right, let's start it from the back.
Brought
it back. Let's start from the beginning. I want to know what this is all about. All right, let's get down to the bottom.
Saturday, October 31st, right?
Yeah.
You know, me and my lady friend were hanging out in my place, and, you know, we don't have anything to do. We're thinking of going and seeing a movie. And we're looking at movies online, and you know, there's just nothing good playing.
Yeah.
Absolutely no good movies
about
nowadays.
Paranormal Activity.
No, I don't want to see that.
Okay.
That's stupid.
So basically you're...
Sorry, but it is.
But
anyway,
but basically you're like, there's nothing to do on Halloween, right? And you're just like, oh, let's...
Yeah, and so I'm sitting there, and it's like 5 o'clock in the evening. I'm like, damn it, we should have got up early today and went to King's Dominion. So
I guess, where were you though? Were you at your apartment? Were you at her place, or were you?
I'm at my
was
my
there a place,
place
or was it, but it wasn't a place where trick or treaters would come by.
No, it was. That's why we were trying to get out, because it was like 5 o'clock, and I think the trick-or-treating started at like 6.
Yeah.
So I
didn't know there was a time that started.
Yeah, it's like 6 to 8, or at least in Fairfax County.
I didn't even know that.
Is there a law?
But we're not in Fairfax County now. So, or, you know, where I live. Well, did I give it away?
So basically, you're like, you know, you guys were like, there's nothing good on TV, Paranormal Activity suck.
Yeah. I kind of wanted to go see it. Stepfather. Does it look kind of crazy? But she didn't want to see that. And so anyway, we couldn't agree on the movies. So I said, damn it. Well, we should have just got up early and went to King's Dominion today after a little while. She said, well, damn it. You want to go now? Let's go. So we went. We drove down to Richmond, or, you know, just north of Richmond.
Ashland
area. Yeah. Anyway, so we went down to King's Dominion. And the freaking parking lot is packed.
Yeah.
Well, not to mention, like, halfway down there, it just starts pouring down rain.
Yeah, dude, that's...
So, we were like,
and
well,
there was a lot
already...
of rain at that time, too.
Huh?
There was, like, a lot of rain.
Yeah, a lot of rain. We were just getting soaked. Anyway, we're, like, halfway there anyway, so it's, you know, screw it, we'll just go and see what happens. Maybe, like, not a lot of people will be there because of the rain. Man, it was... The place was packed. And there were... It wasn't, like, normal people... Like families or anything.
Yeah.
Well, there were families, but I mean, it was like, how can I say this without?
you can have to try real hard.
The,
with that.
The reason that I hated living in Richmond, not the bums and not the filthy city streets, but the other reason why I hated living in Richmond.
You can make
that's the reason that made me hate, that just ruined my Halloween night at King's Dominion. Plus, it was pouring down rain. These people. There are these kids, like...
You gotta describe these people. It's been a while since I've been there.
They're rude, and they're like...
Dante!
Yeah, like... Hey, Dante! Yo! Oh, what's good, homie? Oh, shit! Hey, you going to school Monday? Yeah, I actually said that. So,
did you actually go to school this Monday?
Yeah, this guy's like, hey, you going to school on Monday? there's this kid. There are these two kids in front of us in line.
Oh my God.
What were you in line for?
We got there. It was like 8 o'clock by the time we got there.
So basically, it was dark. It was rainy.
Yeah, it was dark and rainy.
The place was packed.
Absolutely miserable.
Were people dressed up?
We're already there. We already paid for parking. But on a good note, I did get a military discount for my ticket. So
that's good.
Got a good discount. Yeah, some people were dressed up, but most people, you know, weren't. Anyway.
Did you dress up?
No. I just, you know, we just went.
So you dressed up as yourself?
Yeah, it was just me.
All right. So you went in. What was the first thing you did?
So the first thing we did was, we just walked around looking for a ride that was actually open. So we
not all the rides were open?
No.
Oh.
But some of the rides were like, they kept closing them down and opening them back up. So the first ride we go on is, what the hell was it? Oh, that thing where it's like a car. You sit in it. It's kind of like the Berserker, but it doesn't go upside down. You know, the Berserker is like the pirate ship that goes around and it brings you upside down.
I haven't been in King's Dominion in a long time, so I'm not sure what this... It's like a car?
It's like a thing. You sit there and it goes around like this.
Oh, okay. Okay, so it doesn't flip you upside down, but it rotates.
Yeah.
All right.
So you go up high and you get that cool feeling in your stomach.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we went on that, and then we went over to the Rebel Yell and went on that once. We're waiting in line for that for... Oh, no. All right. First thing we try to do is the Grizzly. We waited in line forever.
The lines were super long,
and there's these the type of people that I'm talking about trying to force their way through. Like, you know,
where are these people, man? I don't know what these fucking people are.
Anyway.
Can you describe, like, can you compare them to anyone on TV? if you do that. Zach Morris, Screech, Lisa, Turtle?
More like, you know,
Slater?
Eddie Winslow.
So what about like Lisa Turtle? Would you fit into that?
Lisa Turtle, more like the sister. But anyway,
Moesha.
Yeah, Moesha. Yeah.
So,
all right. So anyway, where was I? We're waiting in line at the Grizzly. We're soaking wet. We finally get up. You know how they have the part at the top where it's like underneath a overhang, it's like underneath a hut,
yeah,
where the cars come in and you load on,
yeah,
and the lines, the individual lines for each row,
yeah.
But before that, before you get up there, you're like standing out and on a little pathway,
yeah,
and there's no overhang, so everybody's getting soaked, so
just
we're
getting nailed by the rain.
So we finally make it up to where you're just standing inside there and you try to pick a line, but there's so many people there, you know, we're trying to like find the one that was shortest so we could sneak in. So we start, we're just like forcing our way in there so we stop getting wet. And this group of these people, like seven or eight of them in a row, they're like all holding hands or whatever. They just start forcing their way through and like cutting in line.
That's so Raven.
Huh? What is that? And
what is that?
We're like, hey, we've been waiting in line here. They're, they looked like they were forcing their way in from the back.
Because
like,
no one should be cutting in line anyway, that yeah. stuff.
But,
so it's not like you were in the wrong or
but,
anything.
Yeah, but I was. We were so outnumbered that it wasn't like I could like cause a scene, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe they like thought that they were privileged because of reparations.
Maybe. Maybe. It could be. But no, that's the
what. God, so what happened? So they just basically went right by you, like you had you couldn't do anything.
Yeah, they cut in front of us. They didn't get in the line that we were trying to get
what,
into.
But what were other people doing in response to this, though?
It was like a free for all. People weren't doing. People were just like running for their lives, trying to get into a line.
Eddie
just
Winslow.
Trying to force in anywhere. There were like,
you know what I like about Eddie Winslow?
The big.
He had
in
that
hair.
Little like cut part in his head.
Yeah,
his
he did
hair.
Have a cool haircut.
It's awesome.
Or Theo.
That's Carl.
Theo.
Oh, Theo. Wait, who's
Eddie?
Theo?
Eddie was like their version.
The son. Eddie was
no,
the
Eddie,
son.
No, Eddie. Yeah, Eddie was
oh,
like
Eddie's
the one.
The
he,
cool
he was
yeah.
the Theo of that show.
And he had like that cut
Eddie,
in his hair.
He used to always be friends with Urkel.
Sort of, I guess.
Yeah, it's like, man, Steve, what are you?
Yes, Eddie Winslow's
like,
cool.
What, Steve?
Carl. Remember, they had that old grandma that would always like be really nice.
Yeah.
So where was I? So anyway.
So basically you're in line and like basically so everyone's getting wet that's outside of the yeah. basically who's normally falling in line and the place is packed.
Yeah. It just it's a mess, man. It's all miserable. And they have one train going, one car, or like one you know
yeah.
one thing going on the ride at a time. You know how they usually have two or three?
Where, yeah,
like
yeah.
one will take off and then another will pull in.
This is on the Grizzly?
Yeah.
Why only one?
I don't know. Maybe because of the rain,
like,
I don't know.
Or maybe people got too fat.
What?
Like Americans got fatter?
Americans.
Huh? What are you talking about?
Just because Americans...
No, I'm saying not one individual car. I'm saying one like line of cars, one train or whatever.
Because this is because they have two tracks, right?
Yeah, so like the two people in front of you get on, and they go around, and then those same people are going to come back, and you're going to replace them in that spot.
Yeah.
All right? So anyway, we finally make it up to the front of the line. We're all pumped up, and we get on, and the guy's like, oh, I'm sorry, folks, there's going to be a slight delay here. We're not sure how long it's going to take, but you can exit, you know, whatever, if you want. So I was so mad. I was ready to just leave the park. That was the first ride that we attempted to get on.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
I was like, these goddamn
I thought you were going to say you were ready to cry.
No, I don't know. I was starting to lose my faith in King's Dominion. So anyway, we leave and we find that ride. There was no line for the you know the ride that goes around in the circle. You know that I was telling you about?
Yeah.
You sit there and anyway, so that was pretty cool. So we went on that, and then by the time we get off, I was just like, man, we should just stay on this ride for the rest of the time because there's no line.
Just bogart the ride the whole time.
Just stay in this ride. And she was like, all right.
Well, what time is the park supposed to close?
It was closed at midnight.
And how long were you actually in the long line?
Probably. I don't know, probably like half an hour.
Okay.
So by the time we were done with the Grizzly, it was like 8:30 or
yeah.
something. So we go on that ride one time, and then once we get down to the bottom and the ride's over, it's like a long-ass line for that ride.
Yeah.
I guess because they just closed down the Grizzly.
Everyone's
trying to find,
just, yeah, trying to find the emptiest one.
All right, so we're like, God damn it, let's find something else. So we go.
So you couldn't just stay on. They wouldn't let you just stay on that ride.
No, well, it was a long line at that once the ride was over.
Yeah.
When we got on the line, on the ride, there was no line. We just walk right on. So anyway, we leave and we go over the Rebel Yell, and there's no line for that, so we hop on. And then, you know, same thing.
Yeah.
There's a long line once we get off. So we're like, well, let's try to go check out one of the haunted houses or whatever, you know.
Oh, they have haunted houses then?
Yeah, it was the Halloween special they had going on.
Was it like
Halloween
Spooktacular? Scream Fest
or something?
It was
like Halloween Haunt or something stupid. So we go.
See, I've never been to that, man. That's why I'm interested to hear your review.
Yeah, by the time we get off, you know, the rain was going on and off. By the time we get off Rebel Yell, the rain just starts pouring down. So
that seems like it'd be dangerous to have these rides going on while it's raining, right?
Yeah, especially like wooden coasters.
Yeah, man.
I don't know how these wooden coasters still around. But so anyway, we go.
So you got off and like there's places. Now you can't go back on because the line's already packed, right?
Yeah. And so
did you enjoy that ride at least?
Yeah. Oh yeah, it was sweet. And So we go looking for like a Halloween, like a inside kind of ride to go to.
Yeah.
So we find this haunted house place. So we get in line, and we didn't realize how long the line was. Like the line went around the back of the building. It was the bumper car area.
Oh, so you couldn't see it though.
But they turned it into a haunted house
because it was inside, right? You didn't see the line.
Well, the line like went around the other side of the building.
Oh.
So we didn't see it at first. We just hopped in line thinking that we were just going to, you know, be there a minute.
Oh, I hate when that happens, when you're like surprised, like, oh, crap, there's a whole other section inside, man.
Yeah, so anyway, we keep thinking, oh, the line's almost over, and then we're like, oh, damn it.
No, yeah, another room with more like twists and turns of the line.
Yeah, so anyway, we're stuck in line between these two kids, like people I was talking about. One of the guys is like rapping the whole time, and the other one's dancing.
Now you just give away, now you the just other give guys, away what type of kids
hey,
these are.
It could be anybody. Anyway, the other kids keeps doing these
Did
dance
one
moves.
One of them have a basketball
and
in
he kept like,
I'm sorry, America.
He should have. He was doing all these like dance moves, and he kicked me at one point.
I
pushed him away.
One of the kids looked like Criss Cross.
No, not really.
James, let me ask you this question though, like, What is the average age range of these kids that you're running into?
Oh, it was
like little kids, or was like, these like adult
I'm
level
talking
kids?
Like 14 to, no, probably like 13 to like 40. Or 40, like 13 to 13
kids.
To 30, I'll say.
And like, so you're in line, you're already inside.
There's
and
people
some,
in their 20s there too, like college age kids and like losers.
But they start rapping and breakdancing.
Yeah, there are these,
in front
two,
of you?
These two idiots in front of us, like rapping and doing these breakdance moves in front of me. Keep in mind, this is like a close knit kind of line. Like everybody's trying to force their way through. And the people behind us was like a Paul kind of kid.
A what?
Paul, you know, Wonder Years Paul, like braces and everything.
Like Milhouse.
Yeah, and he's a Milhouse, and he's there with this like. Kind of fugly looking girlfriend he's got, and they keep making out in line. So I'm getting all pissed off about that too.
Did you try to like fight back?
And there's
and you made out with your lady friend, just like, well, this is what I can do.
No, because that's tacky, man.
Yeah.
So anyway, we get into the haunted house, and you know it's no different than the line.
Like in the
it's
actual
like all,
haunted
people
house.
Are all jammed in together,
and people are trying to be spooky.
Yeah, like the two guys in front of us, are like, oh shit, nigga, get the. Damn, my bad.
Like, you don't have to be.
There's the clown over there, man.
You said it the proper way.
He's like, get that sucker. These guys. All right, see you later. So anyway, after we finally get through there, it was the thing wasn't even that good. It was just, you know, people. Dressed up, like
describe
costumes.
People just breakdancing.
But I haven't been in a haunted house in a long time. Describe what like, what there's neon lights happening. What there's like false.
It was just all dark with fog and stuff everywhere.
Were like people jumping out of the walls? Like is that
some
what
some people
was?
Were jumping
people
out of the walls?
You? Was
they
it,
had these curtains? Yeah, like
was there something that was spooky, or was there so many people that you're just like I can't even like.
It was
be
just it would
at all.
It would go like zig and zag around, and like. After every corner, somebody would jump out of you. Like, ah! So you knew something was coming at every corner. So I was just like, had my guard up every time.
You're about to like punch him out.
But it's funny when you're waiting in line, they're like, these creatures will not attempt to touch you. Please do not touch them. It sounds just like that, too.
Trying to feel spooky.
Please do not touch the creatures. It's like the creatures, just like these little kids like in costumes. But anyway, so by that point, after that, it's just
how long
pouring
was this,
ass rain.
But how long was the actual
haunted house? The creature.
We left after that.
But how long was the actual like haunted house? Was it like a...
Oh, like a minute.
Like,
we just walked... It's like a walkthrough.
And like basically you're in line for like 30 minutes or an hour or something
Yeah,
like
we were
that.
In line for a long time for that one. Longer than the first one.
Basically, the haunted house was just like you... The real haunted house experience was you in the crowd with the people. You're like, damn it. This is scary. What the hell?
Yeah. But it wasn't like you could be scared... Like, you didn't know it was coming because somebody would jump out. You know, because it was just one continuous line. It wasn't like they had time to prepare to spook you, you know, and jump out.
Yeah, see, that's what I think sucks about that with that. Because, like a real good haunted house, you would be, like, alone in that room, so to
or,
speak.
Like, small groups.
Yeah,
groups
but not
like
if it's
four or five.
Not if it's, like, a lunch school line waiting to get, like, food.
And they like, they should have, like, let it in as groups, like, maybe have, like, five or six people.
Oh, man, that would have taken forever.
That they let in every minute, maybe.
Yeah, that would have been...
Like,
but that would take, like,
you're right,
time.
That would have made the experience better, but, yeah, we would have been waiting in line forever. It wasn't even worth it anyway.
I mean, what other rides were open? Like, actual rides?
The Shockwave wasn't open. The Drop Zone wasn't open when we got there, but it opened up, like, right when we were getting ready to leave.
Oh, so, like, it really was, like, on and off over at King's Dominion. It was like, maybe it's a good time to start this. No, maybe not. Were they all dressed up to be spooky, or was just the same thing?
It was just the same thing. Well, they had people walking around in, you know, zombie costumes and stuff, trying to scare you. Jumping out from behind the trash cans and stuff.
I remember there was after that haunted house. So basically, you did two things. What?
Yeah, we did the thing that goes up and around in a circle, and we did the rebel yell, and then we did the haunted house. And that was it.
So you did three things. You paid like $50, and
I paid like I think it was like $60 for the two of us.
Damn, man.
It's like $30 each.
How do you think you would have made that? What would have made that experience better for you? Like, if you could envision like a situation in which
no rain, less people, different people. what else? It may as well have been Six Flags Baltimore. That's the kind of atmosphere it was. This wasn't like these people were running around everywhere. Like, man, I don't even want to talk about it. I'm done.
I'll see you later.
So my Halloween experience was absolutely terrible.
After that, you just drove home and it's midnight.
Yeah,
because like it's like about an hour and 10 minute drive.
It was like 1 o'clock when we got home.
How much is it without the military discount?
I don't even know, but like a normal night, it was probably a discount too because we came later. But I think a normal admission is like $55.95 or something, $53.95 for one person.
Wow,
so basically, that's expensive. You pretty much got one person in free.
Well, see, I don't know if there was a discount for that night or, like, a discount because of the time we went or what.
Yeah, that's expensive, though. Almost $60 a person.
It's not worth it. Man, I
haven't been to an amusement park in a long time, so I don't even...
You know,
I don't
really
have any desire to, like, go. I like carnivals and those types of things, but I don't know. In the King's Dominion atmosphere, I have not been in one of those atmospheres in a while. I'm not really, like... No. I don't like to put my body in compromising... Like rides.
Well, I don't have to tell you. Sometimes you gotta live on the edge.
It's true.
You don't live on the edge, you're not taking too much around living.
I like the ride that has like a swing on it.
That's pretty scary though, too. The big swing.
The really big swing.
You talking about the Berserker?
How would you describe it?
It's like an actual swing.
Uh huh.
And just spins you. Like it's like everyone. It looks like a mushroom. It's nachos. Mushroom.
You talking about the carousel?
Yeah, like not, but not
like when you're riding a horse.
Yeah, I like that too.
Oh, you mean the Ferris wheel?
No, but you're
just go up and around like this, or like
no,
right?
But it's
but
like
you're
a swing. Like a swing, like a swing set.
So were there all the everybody's in swings, like all over the place?
Yeah,
the swings.
Yeah.
Man, Todd made me go in that crap one time.
I like the swings.
tell me the story of that, sir.
Todd and I were hanging out. We went to King's Dominion.
Because you guys go to a lot more amusement parks than I do.
He's like, hey, let's go in the swings. Like, dude, why do you want to go in the swings?
He has to say it in that tough voice.
Like, come on, man. Let's do it.
Come on, dude. That's where the chicks are.
I don't know if that's a tough voice.
I don't know. Who cares? Fucking sucks.
I haven't seen that dude in a while.
Yeah, neither have I since 05 when we went to the nudie bar.
What happened to him?
Maybe he went to one nudie bar too many.
Yeah, I don't know. He's a school teacher somewhere in Virginia.
Is he really?
Yeah.
I would never imagine that, man.
Yeah, he got his master's degree.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's his main focus was.
And he was done with his master's degree before I was with my bachelor's.
How?
And he was a year behind me in high school.
So basically, he's 2 years above you.
No.
I know you could say he's smarter. I'm dumb.
There must have been some.
I didn't know he was that smart.
Yeah, he's a good student.
There hasn't been many like amusement parks. Like, really, my only amusement park, like, my main memory was, like, with going with Mike Bovey and Jason one day. I don't even know how we decided to do that, but, like, you know, we wanted to go to Busch Gardens, and that was, like, the last thing I remember. No, it was Kings.
Did you go?
No, it was Busch Gardens. It was, like, the summer where Armageddon came out, and that song was playing.
That, Aerosmith song?
Yeah, that Aerosmith song.
I love that song.
I don't want to miss a thing.
Yeah. After that... My amusement park, like, I don't know, just nothing really ever happened with that. I have gone to like festivals and stuff; those are usually pretty cool. So basically, that consisted of your whole entire Halloween, man.
Yeah.
Just like in the car, basically you sitting down in some sort of contraption.
Well, you know, it got me out of the house, and you know, I guess I don't know, but still.
I guess we did have trick-or-treaters over at the house, but it wasn't like a lot of trick-or-treaters. And also because like the place where the house is located is like there's no street lights.
Oh yeah, you do have a dark neighborhood.
Yeah. And like,
you think parents were like, "Don't go down there, that's scary."
Speaking of scary, when I opened the door for one of them, remember they had those they were like holding a kid for hostage, like Al Qaeda, and they were saying trick or treat. That was the one thing that was crazy about that one. I was like, "What?" And like, as soon as I saw that, I started busting ass laughing. I was like, "Dude, that's awesome! Take all the candy, man."
Were they Arabs?
They're dressed as those.
Arabs? Are there any Arabs that listen to the show?
Maybe.
I have no idea, man. Why would they be offended though?
Somebody was offended by
just double checking.
Do you remember
wondering.
Somebody commented on our episode that was the half breeds?
Oh yeah,
the half breeds. What was that? I in that one?
You can look it up, but it was called like Attack of the Half Breeds. I think it was two of Joe's cousins were on the show that we recorded. But you can read somebody's comment on that. I think they might have been from that race.
What's the webpage? What's the address?
WordPress?
What's the web ad?
Carolyn and Joe show.wordpress.com.
I'll just Google it.
Or you can Google it too. You can Google the Carolyn and Joe Show.
Google the Carolyn and Joe Show.
Got some good treats over here, man.
Wait, don't you think that's a race though?
What?
Somebody wrote it on the Attack of the Half-Breeds show.
What? Let's search this.
Somebody had a weird name.
Cool, you're on the website now.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Let me add it to my favorites.
Wait, yeah, go ahead, do that. But go all the way down.
First of all, add it to your favorite. Then go all the way down.
I don't know why it's not in my favorites to begin with. All right. I haven't listened to that one yet.
That's awesome. James, that was the episode that you were on, sir. You're
looking at that's trash. Oh man, I love it. I love it.
Man, James, you make it sound like you haven't seen the show in a long time.
I haven't seen these pictures.
It's coming up.
Have you been to this website?
I've seen it before. I don't remember seeing
there
those pictures.
There it is, Attack of the Half Breed. Somebody commented. Go to the comments.
Alright. How do you do that?
It's underneath the name.
Click the name of the episode.
Oh, I see. Oh, you should have it, like, so you can automatically see it when you pull up the show.
You can, as soon as you pull up the actual website of the show.
Where's that?
Click on
just
the title.
Just click it. All right. There it is.
Just click it.
Can you read it out loud?
Read that person's comment.
Read and write the name. Say the name, James. Say it in the... Impersonate this voice if you can.
All right. Hold on. Let me put this in my lap.
Ugh. That's what it's for. A laptop.
I know, right? Damn it. Best Buy sucks.
Here.
All right.
Storytelling.
What am I at? You want me to read the one response?
Is there two responses?
No, there's one response.
Yeah, let's see what the response was.
Alright. Hi. I am the person in the picture you used to promote your show. I wanted to say that I am deeply offended at the notion of you using my likeness to describe derogatory terms like half-breed and the discussion of interchangeable body parts. I'm a full-blooded... Crangerian bushwhacker and do not appreciate you obnoxious humans stealing pictures from my twit book to promote your show. Chakra Krang Mutum Bonwandi. What is that? Is that real? Did you do that?
No! I don't know who that is.
What is the picture?
Oh, that picture is, I don't know, I did find it on somewhere online, but it's basically a screenshot taken from Batman Beyond episode.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. No, I don't know.
What?
Yeah. Joe, you offended somebody.
Did I really offend? Like,
you
out of all the people on this show that offended somebody, I offended somebody on that by using the image.
Yeah, you should. What's your comments back to Cha Kigan Avani, or whoever that person is? I don't know their name.
Peace be with you. That's my comment.
They could be listening to us out in like outer space or something.
Really?
They didn't like our discussion about interchangeable body parts.
And they were highly offended by it.
So what are we supposed to do? Should we apologize?
I did apologize.
Did you? Why? Don't apologize. This is America, damn it.
That's right.
For anything.
Americans don't apologize, and they say yo. They say yo. Americans say yo.
Yo. I can't think of anything to say. Yo.
Eddie Winslow.
Yo, Dad. I'm trying to I'm trying to go to that party this weekend.
Eddie, what did I tell you about going to parties with girls?
Didn't he used to say something?
That's Steve?
That's
it. Hook it up. Let's find. Let's look up Steve. Look up Steve Urkel.
Urkel. What's Urkel doing nowadays?
I don't know. Plug in the audio though.
The last thing I remember Julia White doing was he provided a voice of a bird.
No, he had his own
Quest,
TV show.
On Quest for Camelot.
He did have his own TV show though. As I scarf these nachos.
What was it? Was it a reality show? Was it on like E or something?
No, it was like Urkel or
what?
Stefan? What are we looking for?
Stefan?
Go YouTube.
Oh, okay.
Let's just get his voice on recording so people know what we're talking about.
Who doesn't know Urkel?
Damn it.
If you don't know Urkel,
James,
you have a
problem. James, plug this in though. Hey, everybody. Tomorrow's my birthday.
Oh, you know what? Damn it. Danny sent me a message the other day on Halloween night, and I forgot to look at it or listen to it. For some reason, when he sends voicemails, it comes as like a text that says, this
what?
Person has sent you a voicemail. Yeah. Like, look at that.
Danny Hong has sent you a... Whoops. I wasn't supposed to say his name.
There you go.
There you go, America.
Sent you a Sprint
SMS
voice message.
Now you can stalk him.
What does that mean?
Now you know our real names. Not that you already didn't know our names in general.
Let me listen to it.
But see, that's it.
You should put it on the microphone.
So was that pretty much your worst experience on at like... Are you really going to put it on the microphone?
Yeah,
I'm
going
to listen to it first.
Yeah, pre-screen that.
Oh. Man. The show wasn't as edgy as I thought it was.
Oh, Carolyn's leaving the show.
Bye.
She's only contractually obligated to be on to 52 episodes.
Ouch. See, this is why you should put this on air.
Are you going to put it on speaker?
You're laughing. All right.
All right,
share it with the world,
put,
you know?
Put it up against it.
We want to hear.
Right. Hold on.
Okay.
All right, ready?
Wait. Yep.
Hold on.
I am holding.
I'm gonna cut all your sheets.
That's what he said.
All right. All right,
thanks,
guys.
Thanks, Danny.
You guys.
Oh, man.
This has been going on for about six or 7 years now or whatever of you guys just leaving.
More than that.
Whatever. Both of you just leaving these.
That's about right.
Since
like 03.
Yes. Yeah, so you've been leaving each other some obscenely racist, derogatory tries. Comments about coming on each other's sheets.
No, I never see that.
Big hairy balls.
He made that up.
Why is he talking about...
Just like, talking about my these.
Why is he talking about your these so much? If you were to tell somebody...
I haven't talked about him in years.
Obsessive.
What?
It's like
what was the question?
It sounds like we're just eating like a meal as we
eat.
James, weren't you like, yeah, whenever I was listening to the show with Brian on here, all you can hear is him chewing nuts.
All I hear was
I think that's
yep,
all.
Yep, but what I'm saying is, yep.
it sounds like it sounds like a rap video that's been censored, like a Dr. Dre song that's been censored for the radio. Come on, all right, just type in on YouTube Urkel, and we can just hear him say Urkel once, or hear him say Kah!
Or he can be like, can I do that?
Carl Winslow.
I just want to put it on the record. Just got to make this
You know
thing.
Carl Winslow, wasn't he like a cop on some show recently? Like a year ago? And I was like, oh my god, that's Carl Winslow. I forget what show
was
it was.
He was on Chuck.
Yeah, it was on Chuck. Yes, it was on Chuck.
Yeah, of course.
He was a cop on Chuck. I was like, yes, it's Carl Winslow. And he plays a cop. He's like so typecast into playing a cop.
Well, it works.
Find
it. Steve Urkel learns to drive.
Great. Yes, the music. It's the Geekmobile. Oh.
Can you hear?
Sound canceled out.
I got it. Wait. Take the plug out slightly. There you go.
All right, should we start it over?
Nah.
Doesn't that look like the smart car now?
Yeah.
Your car.
Or the Best Buy guy. Car.
Sorry.
Now, could we concentrate on teaching if you don't mind?
Now, let me ask you guys this. Do you think the character of Steve Urkel is, like, really racist towards white people?
Why?
No.
If you look at him, though, he acts like a nerdy white guy.
Well, what about Carlton?
What about Carlton? Oh, yeah, that's true.
He's not that nerdy, though. He's just a...
Who?
What is he?
Who, Steve Urkel?
No, Carlton.
Carlton?
Carlton from...
He's smart.
Yeah, but he was pretty much white
from,
anyway.
From, like, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
That was the thing, is that, like, all the people from Bel-Air always acted white, right? And that's why when the Fresh Prince came in, they changed everybody.
Why does everybody have to be everybody has to act a certain race? Why can't people just...
Because it's
why can't there
man.
Just be a normal way to act what instead is of it being acting like a white person?
Describe what this normal acting is.
What about like hanging a white with person. Mr. Cooper?
Because look at this. Let's look at white the character. Let's what? Hang what? With Mr. Cooper?
Yeah.
Mark Cooper?
Whatever happened to that dude?
I don't know. He probably got shot. He lived in Oakland, didn't he? Didn't he live in Oakland?
Probably got shot.
He did? Yeah. I haven't heard about that. I haven't even thought about him in a while.
Let's look him up.
Yeah, we should see what he's doing. IMDb.
All right. This is the quest. We are the quest to find Cooper. What is his real name? I thought he was I thought he was a rat. Mark.
His name?
Mark Cooper, right?
Just, these names are hilarious, man. This always cracks me up.
Why?
No. Awesome, one of my favorite things about the internet is like looking up what people are doing now on IMDb.
Isn't that what pretty much all those sitcoms were? Like all these black people that would act white? They would sort of halfway act white.
I like that Hanging with
Mr.
Cooper.
I watched a lot of them too, man.
Do you remember that Hanging with Mr. Cooper Christmas episode where he got a job like being Santa Claus at the mall? And then like that other girl that was like, that's like a model that lived with him, was like an elf. What's that girl's name?
Oh, I do sort of remember that, yeah.
Do you remember the girl's name though? She's like kind of famous now. She married like a sports star.
I have no idea. I know who you're talking about, but I don't know what
happened. I don't remember her name, but she's like pretty like she's semi actually relevant to now. I mean, I don't know what she's done, but she's been on like some commercials.
Dude, or
how
many Mark Coopers are there, James?
Just type in "Hanging with Mr.
Like,
Cooper"
there's
and
like
you'll find
50
him.
Mark Coopers on IMDb.
I typed in Mr. Cooper and the Wonder Years came up. I guess Winnie Cooper's dead.
Oh yeah. Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
All right.
Even that's like sort of...
Man, all those shows I used to really like, though. Like, if you think... I don't know if I had taste back in fourth grade, but, like, I loved the TGIF lineup. Like, I would watch all of it.
James just takes an inhale.
I love Full House and, like...
Here we go. Found it.
And for all those shows, like, Full House...
What the hell is that on the right? What's that ad for? That bikini anime girl?
Is it like, you can make yourself...
IMVU, world's hottest avatars?
You can make yourself into a hot avatar. And then everyone's like, that's me. And they live in a virtual world.
What are you looking at me, James? Like, I created that or something.
That'd be sweet.
Well, anyway, all those shows on TGIF, like, I had a fun time watching.
Oh, Mark Curry.
Oh, yeah, Mark Curry.
That's his name in real life.
Plays, yeah, what's he doing?
He plays Mr. Mark Cooper.
What's he been doing recently?
Let me look.
Wait, and check out that other girl's name. What's that girl's name? I think she has like three names.
Who? Holly Robinson?
Yeah, Holly Robinson.
Who's she?
Yeah, she like married some basketball star.
Yeah, that's surprising.
You know what's funny? What?
I was waiting for a reaction.
No, but she like at least does some stuff. I've heard of her name. Like, or does she host like E! Or something like that? Does she host Entertainment Tonight or something like that?
Is that even around anymore?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you. Let me guys tell
Wait,
you the truth.
What's that guy? What's that Mark Curry doing now?
Let me look at his page.
Because I haven't heard about him in a while.
That show ended in 97? I thought it ended like 94.
Yeah, dude. I didn't know it kept on going.
Alright.
But they don't make TV like they used to like that.
What was the last time he was on television? The Drew Carey Show?
2005.
So he hasn't done anything in like 4 years.
Now let me get.
He could be dead.
Is he?
I don't know, but we'll find out.
Well,
in
doesn't it have like his birthday? It would say like from when to when.
Hold on. No, you know what? Hold on. He was on TV this year, but like Def Comedy alive. Jam and stuff like that.
That's cool.
So let me tell you.
Jesus is black.
Let me tell you the truth, man.
All right.
When I was growing up,
this is the truth.
Growing up, I watched a lot more black sitcoms than I did white sitcoms.
Did you watch Martin?
I watched Martin.
I watched Martin.
Fresh Prince.
I like Fresh Prince.
I did watch a bit of Sister.
The smart guy.
The Wayans Brothers. I watched a lot of the Wayans Brothers. I really like the Wayans Brothers.
In
Living Color.
Do you remember when Jim Carrey was the only white person on In Living Color?
Yeah, he still is.
Yeah.
What?
What else did I watch?
Living Color was awesome.
Sorry for the crunching, America.
It's all good.
What about people living outside of America?
What other black sitcoms were there?
Lots.
It was all over.
Girlfriends.
Yeah,
did you watch Girlfriends? I've never seen Girlfriends.
That's too recent for me, though.
Oh, okay.
Girlfriends.
What's another black? So because UPN and WB had like all of them, so I just stayed on that channel.
What was that one with
even Eddie? The Eddie, not Eddie, but the guy from Cosby, the son from Cosby, had his own show.
Oh yeah.
Wait, Theo.
Yeah, Theo.
Theo had his own show?
Yeah, his own show.
No way.
And then sooner or later, Theo teamed up.
I can't look anymore up.
Theo teamed up with...
I love how we just have an IMDb of Mark Curry up on the screen out of all things.
I'm about to change it to...
Out of all things on the internet.
I'm about to change it to...
It's like, why are we talking about Mark Curry?
What was Paul's name?
Paul who?
Paul.
Paul?
In real life, what's Paul's name? From
Paul?
What are yours?
Wait. Oh, I don't know what his real name is.
We all thought he was Marilyn Manson for a few.
What? Everybody thought that?
Yeah, man. Didn't you? You already told me.
I didn't.
What other black sitcoms did I watch? Because they had all of them were on Fox.
Harvey show?
I didn't really watch. I'd watch Jamie Foxx show. I watched the Jamie Foxx show. I like that.
Do you not like Steve Harvey?
Did I watch Steve Harvey show? I think I watched a bit of a Steve Harvey show. Because he always had that the square like haircut. I watched that for a few. Always watch the Fresh Prince. Always watch the Fresh Prince.
You sometimes watch Everybody Hates Chris.
Yeah, I did watch a little bit of Everyone Hates Chris, but that's more recent.
But I'm still naming black comedy.
I think there were a lot more because now these days it's just all this Tyler Perry sitcoms.
And he cranks them out. To be honest with you, I have not watched any of his stuff, but I just see like every 3 months he has some new thing coming out.
James, you know who Tyler Perry is?
I've heard the name. I don't really...
Yeah, tell me about the dude, because I don't know much about him. But
me?
I don't know. I don't know much about him. Maybe you know more.
I mean, Tyler Perry is just... He's a producer, and, you know, he's...
I feel like he's like the Judd... He's like... Maybe he's like the Judd Apatow of the black films or something.
Yeah, he pretty much is, but with television, sitcoms, and all that.
That's good. He's, like, producing. He's productive.
What other black shows were on back then? I think that's it. No, there has been more.
Black shows?
There's Cosby's.
Dinosaurs.
No, I hate Cosby's.
Yeah, do you think the dinosaurs were black?
I think they were.
I don't remember actually.
I mean, technically they were like, I guess, puppets, but I always thought that they had black voices.
Probably did.
They were like, not the mama, not the mama.
So that's how a young black kid sounds?
Yes. I just always thought that.
Yo.
Nothing wrong with it. Oh, Cowboy Curtis from Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Lawrence Fishburne?
Yeah.
And that blew my mind when I found out that was him.
That was Morpheus?
Yeah. I didn't know until recently. I was watching the True Hollywood Story.
And also King of Cartoons was also black from Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Black is everywhere, man.
He was like... That was like one of the first shows to like really implement more like black people on TV on, you know, like in like an encouraging way.
All right, so now that we're...
Jeffersons?
Now that we're mentioning all these
Cosby
blacks...
Show?
We can return back to the, you know, that question. Who's your favorite black person?
Oh, we're going back to that?
Oh, mine still hasn't changed. I'm MJ.
Who?
Michael Jackson. All the way.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Michael Jordan. Damn it.
Oh, I guess I better hurry and return what my favorite black person is.
My favorite Probably black mine. Person is Michael Jackson, hands down.
Who's yours, James? Hurry.
Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan?
Yeah.
Do I have to choose one that's an MJ?
No.
My favorite.
Montel Jordan.
No. Wait. Montel Williams?
Jimmy
Hendrix.
Jimi Hendrix. No.
It has to be an MJ.
It doesn't have to be
an MJ. Oh, no. I was going
to
say, what's my favorite, black person?
No, but Montel Jordan sings This
Favorite,
Is How We Do It.
My favorite black person is Sunhouse.
Yes, that's awesome. I like that. It's a good choice.
Or Jimi Hendrix. Or
Will Smith.
Oh, Will Smith. I vote for Will Smith.
My favorite black person. Joe likes Will Smith.
All right, I like MJ. Michael Jordan.
Like MJ, Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
But he's also like half white now, but
who's
I guess
not?
I'll...
Who? Yeah. Jackson?
Yeah. I mean, he's like more white than us.
Well, he's
and white. That's how we're going to end the show. He's more white than us and he's dead.
Oh.
Oh. Well, happy birthday to Joe.
Happy birthday, Joe.
Happy birthday.
My name is Joe.
My name is Carolyn.
Everyone have a good night. Thanks for joining us, James.
Yeah,
thanks, James.
This meeting sucks.
See y'all this weekend. Have a good night.